Welcome to another episode of the Earbuds, a music podcast that talks about music like you talk about music. It's our first quarantine episode. What's up, Mark?
Not much. First quarantine episode, first episode on a new platform, so.
First of the quarter.
Hope this works.
Yeah, we just transitioned to a new hosting platform, so hopefully we have no more technical difficulties for the rest of the episode. Beers are flowing, takes are flowing. It's gonna be a good episode. How's the week? Like, how are your weeks going? Like, are they start? Like, do the days just blend together for you?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of watching The Sopranos, a lot of gaming, a lot of reading, and some work thrown in there.
Shout out you for reading. It took me 2 weeks of this lockdown to finally pick up a book.
I just need like stuff to cycle through as I get like bored of one thing. So it's like really the trinity of like TV show, book, and video game. You just continue cycling through.
Haven't watched Tiger King yet though.
Oh, it's pretty good. I think at this point it's probably a little more gassed up than it should be, but it's certainly wild. I don't really know what the takeaway from it is supposed to be, but it's a crazy, crazy few hours you'll spend.
I feel like it wouldn't be as talked about if it wasn't like dropped on quarantine day, but
yeah, it was kind of like the first big, like it was going to be talked about regardless, I think, but it was like the first big thing that was going to be talked about like in the quarantine. So people just, yeah, needed something to latch onto.
Yeah, what a wild time. But we're going to have a fun episode. Today we're going to talk about new albums from Childish Gambino and Thundercat. We've got a fun segment we're going to get into before that. Anything else you want to chat about before we kind of dive right into the episode?
No, let's kick it off.
Yeah, the news.
Oh, actually, let's do this. Let's do instead of our single of the week, let's recommend like what is something you're like doing or consuming for your quarantine, just like some piece of content that you're is occupying your time.
TikTok. I finally downloaded TikTok, and my God, is it a trip!
Describe your TikTok of the week. Then is it the one with the dogs and the balloons?
Dude,
the
dog so funny. And the balloons? Yeah, the dog and the balloons to. Fireflies by Owl City is like the hardest I've laughed in a long time.
I didn't know balloons could actually do that.
Me neither.
That's like some video game stuff.
I mean, it was a little dog, but yeah. So downloading TikTok. I mean, I recently took over like the Instagram. Like I'm the social media manager now for like the company I work at, and I've never done that before. So I've just been trying to consume as much social as possible to figure out like what is funny and like what is acceptable to post about during quarantine. You know, I don't want to be that brand that's like, hey, we know you're struggling, buy deodorant. I don't need that.
It's a fine line there.
Yeah, what are you consuming? And beer. I'm drinking way more.
Oh yeah, I mean it's bad.
Not like in quantity, it's just like every day I'm like, I don't know, it's 6 o'clock, like I'll have a beer.
Right, yeah, and it's like, yeah, you have like one or two, and then you're like, oh, that was nice. I'll schedule it again for Tuesday.
Staying up way later. Are you? Like, how's your sleep schedule?
It's like pretty similar. I'm sleeping in like an hour extra just because I like cut down on commute time, but I'm trying to like get, you know, quote unquote online for work around the same time so that I would get into the office, but.
Good for you.
I don't know. I've just like been, despite not doing anything all day, been very tired still. So I'm like going to bed pretty early still.
Oh man, I feel the exact opposite. It's like I don't use my brain all day because I'm just like working at such a worse efficiency that like 10 o'clock rolls around, I'm still like jacked up. Like I'm just like playing video games online. Like I'm trying to like binge watch TV. It's. And I'm the first couple of days of this quarantine, I was up till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, damn.
I'd like crawl into bed and yeah. The girlfriend was just like, what are you doing? What time is it? I was like, oh, that was like 1:30. I just like, lost a couple of games at the show.
Yeah, it's like the summer when you were in middle school and
Yes,
you were just
exactly.
kind of like, yeah, like I could do whatever I want.
Yeah, so eating a bag of Cheetos and drinking a Pepsi now like definitely hits my
It
like
hurts.
midsection. Yeah, like I can't work that off at the same rate as I could when I was 15. But oh well. All right, anyway, what are you consuming?
Sopranos, so that's
Okay.
my the TV show. Then I'm reading The Stand by Stephen King. This is his like apocalypse novel, but it's kicked off by a pandemic, so I thought it was appropriate.
How what's your pace of reading that book? Isn't it like 2,000 pages or
Dude,
something?
I'm cruising, I will say. I've been reading it for a couple weeks and I'm like looking at it page 702 out of like 1400 something.
Wow.
So it's gonna be done by the end of April.
We'll still be inside.
Yeah. But
Shout out that though. That's cruising. Are you gonna count that is one book then for your Goodreads goal,
yeah, I
right?
guess like Goodreads only, yeah, Goodreads will count it as
Damn.
one.
Damn. That's not the way
Also
to.
take solace in the fact that like I read a lot of pages, I guess, but
Yeah. And at the end of the year, you'll look back and count that as two, three books,
yeah, I think
time-wise.
I'm a little ahead of pace, so
Yeah.
I had
Yeah,
that
that's
leeway.
I'm ahead of pace on my Goodreads goal, so that's why taking this last month off hasn't been too bad. But now that it's April, I gotta dive back in. So we're back on the book grind. All right, well let's talk about music. We are going to do what are we doing here? Oh, $15. We decided to do a little quarantine album discussion. So we've got the tiered rankings that everyone's been throwing around on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. So $15 to pick five albums to bring with you into quarantine. They're broken out by tiers, $5. There's five at $5, five at $4, five at $3, and so on. You've got $15 to pick five albums. If you want to do it yourself, go check it out on Twitter or Instagram at EarbudsCast on both platforms. Let us know what you think. Otherwise, we're gonna give ours right now. So, but maybe before we get in that, Mark. So, if there were no rules or guidelines, what would you bring with you? Like, what would you have to listen to? What could you not live without?
Oh, that's tough. I don't know, like
Because there's probably one or two that are on the list, but then there's probably a couple that didn't make it just because this list was hard to put together.
yeah, that's such a tough question though, because that gets into like, because my listening habits are very like recency biased. I generally listen to, stuff that has come out in the past year or two, but that's not to say that that I don't have like favorite albums or anything, but so I would just be like,
We can talk about it after we go through this discussion if you want. Maybe something will spark your mind. All right. So let's do the tiers. So at $5, we've got Led Zeppelin II, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts by the Beatles. At the $4 tier, Damn by Kendrick, Beyoncé's self-titled album, Born to Run by Bruce, Ready to Die, Notorious, Channel Orange. And then the $3 tier, Get Rich or Die Tryin', AM, Arctic Monkeys, Back in Black, Off the Wall by MJ, Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. The $2 tier, Millennium by Backstreet Boys, Convicted by Akon, which I is it convicted or convicted? You know how they always at the beginning of a song, it's like convict me,
Yeah,
Like, is it supposed to be pronounced like convicted?
I think so.
Okay. Continuum by John Mayer, Songs by Jane by Maroon 5, and then Rebirth by Lil Wayne. And then last and least, the $1 tier, the album Phobia by Breaking Benjamin, Raymond vs. Raymond by Usher, All the Right Reasons by Nickelback, Believe by Justin Bieber, and then Autobiography, Ashley Simpson. So, you've got $15. What would be your first pick?
Well, so the
let's
tough,
do that. What would be the first off the
the
board?
tough thing is that the, I mean, realistically, I think if you just said if you had $15, everybody is just going to do load up on the top two tiers. But the stipulation of having to get five albums out of it is tougher.
I agree. So what would be the first one off the board for you?
I would take Zeppelin 2.
Okay.
For $5.
So does that mean you're not going to have Dark Twisted Fantasy?
I guess it's it
gotta
does.
Be.
Yeah.
All right. My first pick would be Dark Twisted Fantasy. That would be my first off the board. I've got to bring that with me into quarantine. Because I'm going to get sad.
And Zeppelin 2 is the one with like Ramble on it stuff, right? Remembering that correctly?
I believe so, yeah. It's their banger one. Album.
Dude, I mean,
that's
the first,
my favorite.
The
it's
first,
such a good.
The first four are all like, those are all incredible albums. All right, so then my next pick would be Damn for that hip hop balance.
Okay.
That I'm lacking from Dark Twisted Fantasy not being there.
So are you going to go tier by tier?
That's kind of what I was doing, just because the $2 and $1 tiers are just like not enticing at all.
So I think we've got...
I spent $12 by doing 5, 4, and 3. And then I'll just like throw a 2 and a 1.
Okay. My next album I would take off the board would be Back in Black.
Okay. So, yeah, you're doing it a little different.
I think I would go... There's some value in the $3 section.
Yeah. This was also, like, way harder than actually doing the picking right now is, like, trying to come up with this selection of albums. Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job, but, man, it's... Yeah, it's, like, obviously doing, of all albums, it's not going to be completely representative, so we tried to do a good mix.
Right, because you can come up with 25 that should be in the $5 range, right? It's
like, yeah.
The best albums you can think of, but okay. Right. What's next on your?
And then I took Back in Black for $3. It's gonna be just like a hard rocking quarantine.
That's such a fun album. I love it. I think I don't think I could live without that album. I have such a vivid memory of middle school being first introduced to AC/DC.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, these people shred. And then you look back on it, you're like, man, it wasn't really that like good. They mostly just talk about like sex.
It's fun music, like, though. Like,
it is fun.
You can never take it that way. It's just fun music.
Yeah, it's just fun.
That was one of the, that was kind of like the intermediate to advanced, like, beginner guitar riffs, because I went through that stage in middle school where I was like, I want to learn guitar, and so you eventually get to the, you know, the easy power chords with the ba-na-na-na-na. That's a little trickier.
I tried to learn how to play the guitar because I had a huge crush on a girl, and she said she liked people that played guitar, and then she also liked people
taste.
That she liked people that could skateboard. I also tried to learn how to skateboard.
Yeah, that didn't really get too much traction with me. I had a skateboard, but it was not pretty.
I sucked. Yeah. That's right. Okay, my number three, my next pick would be Off the Wall by MJ. So I would take two from the $3 right. range for sure. I think you need a little dance in your life. Off the Wall, also not one of MJ's like best albums, but it's Don't Stop Till You're Good Enough, I believe. So would take it.
Yeah, then
now I gotta look this up because I might be wrong.
These last two.
Wannabe starting something.
Toss out there. I'll take Millennium for $2.
Hell yeah. I love Millennium. What a great album.
I mean, at least get some, like, nostalgia. Although, I mean, most of those on there would be some form of that.
Okay. Man, I'm looking at the board here. I think I would also take Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, sure.
So I would go three from the $3 range here.
And then a five Loaded. And a one. Is that how that math works? Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got a $5, three $3, and I'm going to have to take a one here at the end. But I would do Get Rich or Die Trying. This is the second rap album I ever owned. I think the first was Nellyville. Okay. But just remind, like, very much like fifth grade, like the first introduction into like an explicit CD.
Yeah.
I loved it. Loved it.
It was very cool. And like the bullet holes on the cover. Yes. Yeah.
Such a good album. Such a good album. All right. What do you got? In the $1 range.
Yeah.
You're shooting from scrubs here.
Tough.
I think there's one obvious pick that would be just like fun to listen to, but I want to hear what you
I'm
say.
I'm going to go with Raymond vs. Raymond.
Yeah. That's the pick.
Yeah.
There are some really bad songs on there that would just be funny to listen to every once in a while. Daddy's Home is on that.
Oh.
Which Dude. I find that's a very funny song. So that's what I would pick also. I'd pick Raymond versus Raymond, the Usher album. Very late in his career. There's no other good picks in that $1 range. Picking Nickelback would be like funny for internet laughs, but like imagine actually only having five albums and one of them is
that's tough. I was
funny
like
one time
trying to think of as we were making this, like, oh, what are the $1 are gonna be like, and for like I just like couldn't, I was like, I don't want to like, you know, be snobby and do stuff, and like I was like, what are we gonna do? And then I came back to the sheet and I was like, oh, Nick really nailed it, like those are all perfect.
Breaking Benjamin could be fun. Imagine just like chugging beers listening to Diary of Jane, you know?
Yeah, but you're in quarantine, yeah,
alone. Yeah, maybe headbanging to that, it's like not the vibe. Anyway, so yeah, those are our picks. Go check it out on our Instagram, on our Twitter. Let us know what you would do for $15. We'll try and do more of these, you know, in the upcoming weeks, some kinds of fun interactive graphics, because I learned how to design. One, because I think it's fun, and two, by necessity.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to talk about first? We got Thundercat and we've got Childish Gambino, two new albums.
Let's do Thundercat.
Okay. Thundercat released his fourth album. It Is What It Is. Is the title of the album. It's the follow-up to Drunk, which is the album, I think it came out in 2017, is the year. That kind of like catapulted him into like a new kind of stratosphere, I would say, as like a writer and a collaborator. I mean, I guess before that he was on To Pimp a Butterfly with Kendrick.
Yeah,
on the come up, but like that album really put him into like,
I would say he had like up to that been kind of in like the community and like musicians knew about him, like he was known, but then this like catapult Drunk like threw him into like kind of like regular music discussion where like he was talked about as an artist and not as a collaborator, I would say.
Yeah, kind of like Kevin Parker, you know, like it was kind of like people knew him, but then they released Currents and
yeah,
then it's like, oh, I'm gonna go like write with Kanye and I'm gonna go
yeah,
you know, riff with this other person. Yeah, definitely sought out after this. So yeah, I mean, a lot has happened since 2017, since he released that, I guess, most notably, which we're definitely going to talk about. One of his closest friends and collaborators passed away, Mac Miller. This album deals with a lot of those emotions, anxiety, depression, overcoming existential dread, like the loss of a loved one. But there's also some peaks about love, and not everything is a low, I would say, especially mm-hmm. given the way he delivers music is funk jazz, so it's like it's a little different than
it never comes off as a sad album,
right? Unless you like really dive listen to for the lyrics, you would not pick up on the sadness,
yeah,
I would say.
And like go on.
No, the song, because the song that comes to mind when I think about like what Thundercat brings to like his audiences and his fans is the song Miguel's Happy Dance, which is a really cool funky bass upbeat dance song, but the lyrics themselves are very soft singing about, like, just do the dance. Even if you start to cry, it's okay. Everything will be all right. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Rome wasn't built in a day. It's time to dance away your pain. But it's like very, you can almost barely hear him.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's definitely over. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was kind of my big
takeaway. I would say it's, like you mentioned, the lyrics deal with a lot of heavy topics, but it's delivered in, like, the very kind of his, like, signature songwriting, I guess. It's kind of this, like, sincere, like, the lyrics you mentioned there, but then it can easily flip very quickly to, like, goofy, you know, stuff where he's talking about, like, joining the Mile High Club, like, within the next track. So it's very much Thundercat. Like, if you've heard a Thundercat album before, this is very familiar territory. But it's also, like, still just very well done and more of what you would want as a Thundercat fan, while I think grappling very effectively with, like, a very personal event in his life.
Yeah, and if you want to get into... This is not a... he's got goofy lyrics, but I wouldn't say anything hits the tone of, like, Friend Zone.
No, I would say, so, like, my first impression of this is that it's way more laid back and jammy compared to Drunk, and it's not as, like, it's like, it, you know, it's flattened the curve compared to Drunk, we'll say. Like, it's like, the lyrics aren't as absurd, but they're still, it's kind of, like, toned in and controlled a little more.
Well, and I think it's such an interesting juxtaposition to listen to Friend Zone, which I is my favorite Thundercat song, like, by far. I think it's hilarious, and it's so, it's just such a good jazz. It's, like, a very good song. Good funk song. But that, compared to this, is, like, such different points of time in his life.
Yeah,
like how fun that song is versus, like, what's happening now.
Yeah, and
you can still feel, like, the way that he writes and the way that he sings and stuff is similar, but it's like, oh, this person has grown up by, because he's had to, he's matured because there's, like, no other way to deal with loss other than, like, I gotta not be so weird. Whereas previously, it's like, I'm going to hang out with my friends and write songs about playing Mortal Kombat and, like, you know, don't drunk text me at 2 a.m. unless you're going to,
Yeah, notably, I don't know if you mentioned it, after Mac died, Thundercat went sober. So.
I didn't know that.
At least alcohol is what I know. But so that is kind of, like, more, even more distance from the last album, given that it's called Drunk.
Well, and they were so similar in their, like, collaboration of just, like, people wanted to be around them, and they just wanted to, like, write music together and play.
Yeah, they're just, like, they just wanted infectious to jam. Personalities they're just, like, musicians, that, like, are, like, supremely talented. Yeah.
And I think you can feel that on this album. Like, there's parts of him that feel like it easily could have been him.
Yeah.
And he, like, reflects on that. Like, I'm not going to let you down. You know, I'll be here to hold things down, move things forward.
Yeah. And,
until we meet again, which is, like, just a very, like, I got goosebumps just talking about it right now. It's just, like, a very, like, I can feel their friendship.
And to that point of, like, kind of surrounding himself and, like, being with other people, there are a lot of collaborations on this, like on Drunk and previous efforts, but I just want to give a special nod to Kamasi Washington. The sax on Interstellar Love is so good for just, like, the entire second half of the song, and then the drums on I Love Louis Cole are, like, they're definitely, like, thrown way up in the mix and just, like, sound incredible.
Who are the drums? Is that still Kamasi
Washington? No, I think it's Louis Cole.
Oh, yeah. Louis Cole. Sorry, I didn't hear you say that, even though you said it directly into the microphone. I was looking at my Kamasi Washington notes because I said the same exact thing. I was like, that sax solo is just, like, loud. It's so good.
Yeah.
At the end of Interstellar Love. And it's early on in the album, which really just brings you to, I don't know, a different level of liking jazz and funk. It's just like, it's not a sound you hear very often in pop music and hip hop, really.
No, it's, yeah. It's definitely on the, like.
It's fun.
Yeah, he's part of the brain feeder collective wave that has grown these past few years with, so this is all produced, this whole album, I think, is produced by Fly Low, and then you got Kamasi Washington on there as well, so they're all on the same label, but it's, yeah, that's a very cool, like, kind of movement slash area of modern music to fall down into if you've got some time, and they're all very good live.
Yeah, so what did you think about the Bino song? Because we're going to talk about Gambino after
this. Yeah,
but,
so he, that was the first single, Black Qualls.
That's,
yes. And Bino wasn't on the single version, and then was on, he's on the he album version. And it's like a cool, he adds to it, and it's, I don't think he makes or breaks the song, but it sounds cool. And I think the song itself is
Steve
very
Lacy
good.
Sounds
yeah.
great. Yeah, the song is good. Steve Lacy sounds great. Yeah, I was surprised to see Bino on that.
Yeah,
album.
Well, there is, I was reading earlier today this interview with Vulture, I think. Thundercat was talking about, he was like, Gambino is on kind of another stratosphere right now, but I always just send them the stuff that I'm working on because I think it's, like, good to keep in touch with people that way. And so I sent him this song, and he's kind of, like, he's like, hey, do you want to be on this? And he just sent me back, like, what do you want me to do? And he was like, oh, you can figure it out. like, so that's where it came from.
That's really funny. That seems like such a Thundercat way to just go about things. Just like blast it out to your five like most creative friends and like see who bites. That's really funny. So like one criticism I saw about this album was that it doesn't stay on one emotion too long for it to really like sink in. It seems very like ecstatic. Mm-hmm. Maybe ecstatic's the wrong word, but like kind of all over the place, right? Like it goes in and out. Like a lot of the songs are 2.5 minutes. They're very quick. The whole album's 37 minutes. Like, what do you kind of make of
that's kind of been his, that's
care or his,
so,
or
like going back to Drunk though, that was sort of the album structure, like at least track wise was, it's a lot of like short kind of 1 minute to 2 minute songs, tracks. And then, like, the longer, 3 or 4 minute songs that are a little more fleshed out. But, so that didn't bother me necessarily. I think, like, that is a valid critique, though, that if you are trying to dig into the lyrics and, like, kind of plumb the emotions from that, it's a little uneven. But overall, I think musically the album still flows very well, so.
Yeah, I guess two things about that would be it's not a concept album. So the album itself is not like a cohesive story about like losing.
No, it's just kind of sprinkled throughout there.
It's just sprinkled throughout. And the other thing is I kind of, whether this was intentional or not, I think the fact that it moves in and out of different emotions so quickly and you never stick on one thing too long is like a microcosm of what it's like dealing with those feelings.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like feeling a certain way, but a lot of the times it's like I'm dealing with depression, but then you like, 5 minutes later you're like sprung on something else and you like you deal with it in lots of different ways, even though holistically you're something.
Well, and then
but anyway, I thought that was interesting.
And like there was a couple of questions around not necessarily that, but from that Vulture interview where his answers kind of like echo and cycle back to the album title where he's kind of just like, yeah, it is what it is. And so that kind of like feeds back into like, yeah, maybe he isn't really dwelling on some of these feelings too much because that's his like thought on them. It's like, At this point, like, it is what it is.
I have to move on. Yeah, like I have to
And
move on. Yeah,
that's not
I agree.
to sound, or I'm not like trying to make him sound callous towards anything,
No.
but yeah, he's just like, it is what it, like, how I feel about it is how I feel about it, and like there it's I can only, like, make so much of a song out of it, I think.
Well, I think it's telling that Schoolboy and Thundercat changed a lot of what they were about since Mac Miller's loss. They both went silent for a long time. It took them both like 3 or 4 years to develop a new project because they didn't know
It's only been
what
like 2 years.
to do. Two.
Fact
Yeah, sorry.
check.
Two. But okay, so what I was thinking about was Drunk came out in 2017.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like right after Mac passed away they released something. So since like their initial project, their last project, I guess, it's not like they turned something around quickly and were like, okay, like this is how I'm dealing with my emotions. It was like, I need to sit on this and like figure
Yeah,
out my
yeah.
shit and like, I don't know.
That's no,
That's
that's
what I meant.
valid.
Sorry. It's been 2 years. It's been 2 years. Do you want to talk about the Mac Miller tribute song on the album really quick? Fair Chance is the title of the song. I think it's a really beautiful song. I don't really have a lot more to say about that other than I think the Ty Dolla $ign verse where he interpolates Mac's song Hurt Feelings off of Swimming is really meaningful. I think it's a nice song. I was surprised Little B was on it. I think that was a little weird,
Yeah,
but
I think that's, yeah.
kind of an interesting verse, but
I think that, yeah,
yeah.
you covered it. But it's a nice heartfelt, song. I think, yeah, it's hard to, that's definitely the most direct, like, Mac Miller tribute, but
Yeah,
it's
it's
kind
the
of felt
right.
throughout the album, I would say.
Yeah. Yes, I would agree. That's most of what I have. I think my like ending takeaways, this is my favorite Thundercat project to date. I love the pace of the album. I love the funk. I think it flows really well. I like that he delivers his emotions so quickly and concisely, and they just kind of move in and out. It's not like you're dealing with any one thing for 40 minutes. It's just kind of a very, it's a fun funk album with some, if you want to dive into it, other meanings, but at the surface, you could just take it as like a good musician is giving you good
Yeah.
music. It's kind of my overarching thoughts. How about
Yeah, I
you?
think that sums it up pretty well. I still think I prefer Drunk just because some of the highs on that are so good. But this is, yeah, still like a very well done album by Thundercat, and I'll be coming back to it a lot over the next couple of years, I think. So.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, it's going to be in consideration for like top 10 by the end of the year. It's very good, I think. All right, that's Thundercat talk. Let's move into Bino. So Childish Gambino, Donald Glover released the album 3/15/20 on March 15th, 2020, about 2 weeks ago. Each song is titled after the approximated time that it occurs on the
Besides
album.
two of them for some reason.
Yeah, besides two of them, which also one of them that does have a timestamp is also the summer single he released last year. Just like a feels
Yeah.
like summer. That was, I mean, whatever. Definitely a surprise drop. His fourth album from Childish Gambino. I was surprised we got this. I thought he was done as the Bino character and he was kind of stepping away from music for a while. So it was interesting to see that this got released. But I think it's also kind of a, these are the throwaways from the last 3 or 4 years kind of put together.
Yeah.
I don't, that's kind of what it seems like. So what did you think?
Well, I believe it was like back in 2018, maybe even 2017, he was like due for an album. It was like the press release was like he's releasing music by the end of this year, like from the studio. And then he, yeah, that's when he was kind of, like, yeah, it'll be my last Childish Gambino album. That's when all the speculation kicked off about what that actually meant, music release wise, and then that album never came. So this probably is that album now, I would guess. And I think you're right in assuming that it's probably just releasing an album at this point with whatever he has.
Well, it 100% felt like, God, well, it sucks that half the, I mean, 80% of the songs are all like 32.57.
It's
Like, I can't remember the names of the
obnoxious,
songs.
and I don't know if
It
it is
sucks.
like
It
it's not
sucks
even
'cause half of them,
pretentious, it's just like annoying.
it's annoying. It's like the lack of effort to just like, I don't even care if you name it like A, B, C, D. At least it's easier for me to remember, like, oh, D is the fourth song of the album, you know? Like, I don't care. But a couple of these 100% feel like outtakes from Awaken My Love. There's a lot of like very slow, stringy songs with him kind of like, that high pitched sort of screaming vibe. There's a couple of those. There's a couple of real techno songs that seems like he still felt like he was doing camp, but he had grown up, so he didn't really know what to do, but he still felt like Kanye, so he's like
Those
really heavy
feel
Yeezus
like,
beats. And then there's like a
yeah,
couple
I
of
feel like
random
those
ones.
almost are post Awakened Love, and he was trying to kind of like
Yeah.
feel out,
Go back.
yeah, kind of like feel out this new direction, where, yeah, it's where it's like supposed to be like kind of like future music or whatever. But man, I don't know. It's just like all over the place. And well, the thing is, it's not like none of it is bad. It's just like very hard to concentrate on for some reason.
I agree because they're all so different. It's like I like when artists release their throwaways is the wrong word, but it's like the songs that don't
Well, I
make the
think so. The
albums.
perfect comp
I
here,
like.
at because we're complaining about the lack of song titles, is Untitled,
Un
Unmastered.
untitled? Yeah.
But those were
Yeah, it's
literally
Untitled Unmastered.
LeBron made, not he didn't make him, but LeBron forced Kendrick's hand.
Well.
And so at that point, we don't expect Kendrick to go back and name these songs.
But also, there were like six. There aren't a lot, and they're also really good. Like, if you owned that on vinyl and that was like
That'd
your
be pretty
only
cool.
Kendrick album you had, I'd be like, "That's sick. That's sick. That's a very cool, good album." This, to me, it's weird because it just feels all over the place. It doesn't really feel like a, I'm giving this to the fans. Like, if he would have released something like More Life, like Drake, like I'm making a playlist of just like songs I have collaborations with people. Like, here's everything that'd be cool. Like, I would have gotten that. This is weird. It seems like he was trying to be artistic, but he doesn't nail it
Well,
every time. Like,
that's
there's
kind of
peaks and
this
valleys, and
that's
I'm
the
like, I
story
don't.
of his like music. And
Yeah, that's the
I say this
B-O
as
first paragraph.
I was very, very much into Gambino, and I've kind of like drifted away from that, but I had like all the like kind of unreleased, not unreleased, but like all the Lucys, and like there's a lot, 'cause there's a lot out there that you can go out and find that's not streaming, but I had a lot of it.
Childish Gambino is Logic.
There's probably something to that. He's I mean he's it's like the early stuff is very corny. But he's
It
like
is
a
corny, but
smart
it's
and
also like.
talented dude though, so like that still kind of like shines through.
Yeah, because every song has at least something where, like, oh,
They're like,
nice.
yeah, and you kind of know it. You see, because you do see him in other aspects, so I think that also kind of like helps. Like subconsciously, you're like, yeah, this guy is like talented, so this probably is a little better than maybe these clunker punchlines are making me think. But at least for his early stuff, now it's kind of. I honestly don't know what to think about this release. It's just, it kind of came out and I listened to it and I was like, all right.
So a couple songs I really like. But I feel this, I felt the same way. It was just like, it got released and I was like, oh, okay. Got some songs in here. I do really like Algorithm. That's, I think the lyrics are bad. I think it is an attempt at some like artistic, you know, overview on some kind of like, you know, yeah, it's a thesis on something. But for me, I was like, oh, the beat bangs. Like, I'll listen to this while I go for a run and like party by myself in the apartment for the rest of the year. But like, and then there's one other one, but again, I can't tell you what it is because it's like, it's either 3928
like or it's 4226. The end like, I don't... like Littlefoot, Bigfoot or something. Or something like that. I don't know.
I don't remember that one. Maybe that's it.
It's like way more upbeat and not like super rap oriented.
Well, you know what I want? I want the Beano and Chance
the Rapper. That would be nice. I don't think we're ever going to get that, but...
I think we will, but they're both going to be like almost 40. It's going to be Watch the Throne for the internet stream.
Yeah, and they won't. it'll be all like relatively recent stuff for them when they're kind of washed. And it's just like, yeah, this would have been cool like 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's going to happen.
So I think we kind of like touched on it, but yeah, really, it's just like, the thing that nags at me, I guess, about this is that he, you know, whether or not he always like nailed it and stuck the landing quality wise, his like big releases have always had sort of like this, some sort of general intent or concept behind it. Like Camp is a concept album. Because the internet is like concept. A wild concept album with like a script on the internet. It's like you can really go down a rabbit hole that is it's honestly very cool. And it made me appreciate the
album. I think it's cool.
I think that it's like a really cool album. And Awaken My Love is kind of like a funkadelic kind of homage tribute. Rip off depending on how you feel about him, but this is I think the consensus is just like, yeah, he wants to get out from his record label, which is too bad. So it's like it's hard.
We've seen most of our favorite artists have all been in this situation,
and it's hard like without him saying anything about it to be like come down definitively on it, because if he came out and was like, no, actually, like, I thought it was a really cool concept, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, man, like, sorry, but it's not.
Yeah, and the other thing I don't like is that, okay, so the whole album is 12 songs. Six of them are longer than 5 minutes.
They're throwaways, but they're very like, indulgent.
I don't need that.
And some of, a lot of those overrun times are just, like, granted they sound cool, like, transitions into the next song, but the transitions go on for, like, 2 minutes, and it's just like, all right. It sounds like maybe he turned some of these in, and they were like, no, you gotta, like, cut it down, and he was just like, okay, I'll set it aside. And then just came back to him. Yeah, and was like, okay, we're going to release him.
Well, I think the consensus is that maybe one or two songs end up on our favorites of the year.
I won't be those coming playlists, back to this too often.
This is mostly a forgettable Childish Gambino album. You got any other key takeaways? Otherwise, I think we should record it in a couple of days. I got nothing to do. I got time in my hands.
I'm in the same boat.
All right, well, that does it. Again, thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EarbudsCast. Go fill out you got $15 to pick 5 albums of quarantine. I think it's pretty fun. No bias. Yeah, see ya. That's it. All right, talk